This is Entertainment Spotlight here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Erotic University. So have you seen the ad from Wells Fargo that features the lesbian couple who learn sign language so that they can adopt a deaf little girl? This very sweet and charming ad has incensed a number of anti-gay organizations, who are sort of permanently incensed anyway. Evangelist Franklin Graham was so upset about it, he pulled his money out of Wells Fargo and put it in a different bank, which, much to his chagrin, was also fairly gay-friendly. And he also called for a boycott of the bank. The one thing you can say for Franklin Graham, as much as his father was kind of an anti-Semitic douche, Franklin Graham is much, much worse. But they both had to have one group of people to really hate. Franklin wrote in a column in USA Today that there is a difference between being friendly and being a public advocate. Yeah, in their case, a public advocate of goodness and niceness, instead of the hate-filled evil that Graham and his avenging God seem to support. I prefer my God to be a loving one. Wells Fargo has decided to ignore Graham and the American Family Association, which has been encouraging people to send kind of a stock letter of anti-gay bigotry to the bank to tell them how displeased they are. Well, I decided to join in and send my own stock letter to Wells Fargo. Dear Wells Fargo, I have been a customer of yours, but I am very upset by recent commercials you have put on the air because they violate my strongly held biblical beliefs. Let me give you some Bible verses to show you where you've gone wrong. Deuteronomy 23:19, you shall not charge interest on loans to your brother, interest on money, interest on food, interest on anything that is lent for interest. Exodus 22:25, if you lend money to any of my people with you who is poor, you shall not be like a moneylender to him, and you shall not exact interest from him. Luke 6:34, and if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount, but love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. These teachings are all over the Bible, and trust me, until you change your policies, I will not be coming to you for a loan. But when you do, when you get back to biblical precepts, I will be at your door, begging for money. Now, if you thought the anti-gay crowd was going to get upset about two lesbians learning sign language, they're going to lose their mind with the new Chobani ad. You know, they're the people who make Greek yogurt. It features a woman in bed, naked, eating yogurt, while her partner is asleep in bed, naked next to her. And they are both women. And either lesbian or bisexual, we don't specifically know. But pretty clearly not strictly heterosexual. Let the fireworks and head explosions begin. I just got done watching the last season of Royal Pains on Hulu. I like the show because of the way they handle conflict resolution in such a humane way. And, of course, I think Henry Winkler is a national treasure. Coming up, I'm also going to be happy with them because they've got an episode in the next season, the upcoming season, which I probably won't see for a year from now, that features an actual transgendered actress. It will be in conjunction with a public service announcement from the network, and it's sponsored in conjunction with a partnership with PFLAG, which is the largest organization supporting people in the gay and lesbian bisexual community, and transgender community, and queer community. You know, it's kind of enough of the alphabet. Anyway, it will feature an actual trans teen. Her name is Nicole Maines. She'll be making her acting debut, and she plays a choreographer who discovers that the hormone she's taking causing problems for her health. And as the MacGyver of medicine, the lead will solve her problem using a Q-tip and a gold spoon. Anyway, kudos to the people who put on Royal Pains and to the USA Network for putting on what I think is going to be a very positive story. Now, Nicole Maines herself is an interesting story right there. She was named in 2014 as one of Glamour Magazine's 50 Inspiring Women of the Year. She has been a crusader to try to get trans teens to have better access to bathrooms. And this may not be a big deal to you, But if you've ever sat down and talked with someone who is trans about this issue, it's actually a big deal. And finally, another non-heterosexual related story. This one involving a children's book. The headline on the anti-gay or religious conservative site One News Now says this: children's cartoon shows gay knight marrying older man. Now, I can see why they get upset about a cartoon that promotes positive attitudes towards gay people and gay marriage. But they can never just stop there. They always have to add a little bit more, and that little bit more tends to be a lie. It's not an older man. I watched it. It's a delightful little cartoon. It's an animated short film, but essentially it's basically just a children's book by Daniel Errico being read aloud. They kind of pan over the pictures. So I watched it and I enjoyed it. It's very cute. But the headline is a lie. It's not a gay knight marrying an older man. They're both about the same age and they're both fairly young, late teens, early 20s, hard to tell from a cartoon. Basically, a young man becomes a knight, meets a prince. This is, you know, typical fairy tale stuff, just with a little gender alteration. They fall in love, and in the very end, they get married, despite the king really not understanding. Here's how they put it, just designed to get people thinking of pedophilia. It's the story of the bravest knight who ever lived, in which a young boy rescues a prince and princess, and then marries the prince, who is an older man. Peter LaBarbera is the president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, in which that truth is essentially that Peter LaBarbera hates him the gays. He said, "It's very sad. They're robbing the kids of their innocence. They're only giving them one side of the story. They're manipulating these young minds." Well, what's the other side of the story? What, it should end with the young hero being stoned to death for being gay? LaBarbera is right when he says that they're trying to manipulate young minds into being more accepting and less hateful. Well, Peter LaBarbera wants to do the same thing, except he wants to manipulate young minds into becoming hate-filled assholes like he is.